And shall Noahmiah be our place like? Yea, Malachi, our king of Lachan, we shall perhaps not so soon see. Pink ponks that bail for seeks a license where common scepters with centaurs stay. Bear in mind, son of Hakma, if so be you have Methig in your midness, this man is mountain, and unto change it doth one ascend. Heave we aside the fallacy, as punical as Finnegan, that it was not the king himself, but his inseparable sisters, uncontrollable night-talkers, skirtsy raised with Donia's aid, who afterwards, when the robbers shot up the socialites, came down into the world as amusers and were staged by Madame Sedlow as Rosy and Lily musking yet, in the pantaline the two pits patronos, Miliodorus and Galathy. The great fact emerges that after that historic date, all holographs so far exhumed, initialed by Harumphrey, bear the sigla HCE, and while he was only long and always good Duke Umphrey for the hunger-lean spalpeens of Lucalizad and Chimbers to his cronies, it was equally certainly a pleasant turn of the populace, which gave him a sense of those normative letters the nickname, Here Comes Everybody. An imposing everybody he always indeed looked, constantly the same mass, and equal to himself, and magnificently well worthy of any and all such universalization, every time he continually surveyed amid vociferatings from in front of, Accept these few netties, and take off that white hat, relieved with, Stop his grog, and put it in the log, and loot in his base voco, boots. From good start to happy finish, the truly Catholic assemblage gathered together in that king's treat-house of satin, a luster like above floats and footlights from their ass-ball velds and ox-gangs unanimously to clap-plaud, the inspiration of his lifetime and the hits of their careers, Mr. Wallenstein Washington Semperkelly's immergreen tours, in a command performance by special request, with the courteous permission for pious purposes, the home-dromed and enlivened performance of problem passion play of the millenary, running strong since creation, a royal divorce, then near the approach toward the summit of its climax, with ambitious interval band selections from The Bow Girl and The Lily, on all horsery show command nights from his vice-regal booth, his boss alone is sealing there a cuckoo spit less eminent than the red ritual hoods of McCabe and Cullen, where a veritable Napoleon the Nth, our world stage practical joke piece and retired comediant in his own wise, this folk's forefather all the times at having the entirety of his house about him, with the invariable broad-stretched kerchief cooling his whole neck, nape, and shoulder blades, and in a wardrobe panel tuxedo completely thrown back from his shirt, well entitled a swallow-all, on every point far outstarching the laundered claw-hammers and marble-topped highboys of the pit stalls and early amphitheater. The piece was this. Look at the lamps. The cast was thus. See under the clock. Ladies' circle, cloaks may be left. Pit, Prommer, and Parterre, standing room only. Habituals conspicuously emergent.